Welcome to January's Thought of the Month. Now, I had recorded the first couple episodes, had said I wasn't going to do a bonus episode, and then I thought, you know what? I really want to have a short reminder when it's done. I'm just going to call it probably Thought of the Month. But there's something really important I wanted to share, and I thought it's January. I don't think that I'll do this every month. When we were flying back from our trip, went on a trip to celebrate turning the big 5-0, there was this really cranky old man, and he was incredibly rude to the passengers, but he let his anger out on the flight attendant. And I was so bothered, I ended up writing Delta customer service, ended up talking to the woman, but she was on the other side. At 50, I've decided if I see something that's really unjust or cruel, I'm going to stand up. Now, people were still filing in the plane, and so I couldn't yell across. So the next time I saw a flight attendant and they were passing out the headphones and all that, I said, I have to apologize on behalf of that man. And I described the flight attendant and what happened. And I said, I'm really bothered by that. And he said, oh, he did the same thing to me when I was helping a passenger. And then he said to me, I'm not going to allow him to steal my joy. How powerful is that? I have to tell you, if I was a flight attendant, first of all, I couldn't make it through training. Second of all, I'm too chunky. And finally, I would probably be fired after the first day of work, because I think it's a combination of being 50 and just I'm tired of the BS. And in my view, she could have made a gesture. She could have matched his energy. And what I mean by that is yelled right back. He was yelling at her, and she could have matched the energy and yelled right back, because usually that gets people to pause for a second and maybe make them aware of what they're doing. Anyway, how powerful is that? I'm not going to allow him to steal my joy. Who are you allowing to steal your joy? I know for me, if you've been a longtime listener, those neighbors that drove me nuts, stealing my joy, but I allowed it, and I allowed it. So I have to own it. They were living rent-free, taking up space, valuable space in my mind and creating mental clutter. So who are you allowing to steal your joy? And throughout 2020, I want you to ask yourself often. If you find yourself worried or stressing over something someone said or how someone treated you, are you allowing them to steal your joy? And then I want you to bring it back, take some deep breaths, do some meditation, ground, whatever it is to bring you back and say, why am I allowing them to do this? Why am I allowing them to steal my joy? And then do something to redirect your energy. Again, whether it's meditating, deep breathing, taking a bubble bath, talking to someone about it. Be very aware of who you're allowing to steal your joy and live rent-free in your head, and then let them go. Make this year the year you don't allow anyone to steal your joy. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.